Hello, yes, day one, track 14, here on the Overnightscape Underground, 3:50 a.m. virtually, yes, and you just heard some Bach on guitar, very cool stuff. What was it called? Preludo? Whatever it was called. I like that a lot. I listened to that several times. It's quite a catchy piece of classical guitar. I do enjoy that. Anyway, I'm still here on Saturday, November 17th, recording this. Like I said, today I set aside the whole day to work on the Overnightscape Underground, and it's been working out pretty good so far, don't you think? Yeah. So, coming up next is something called CD Memories. Yes. And this is... See, basically a few months ago, I really started to get the idea that I'm going to be doing this project. And, it's hard for me to... And I know I keep mentioning how long I worked on this project to develop it. It almost seems like... At this point, like, why would I need so much time to come up with the idea? But I needed all this time, because the way I'm doing the Overnightscape Underground, as you've been listening to it, is literally one variation of what could have been infinite variations of this type of thing, right? There were so many different ways I could do it, and I arrived at this decision to do it very simply in this format. But... starting like around 2 months ago, because this recording is almost 2 months old, I started to create material for the Overnightscape Underground, knowing that I would be creating it. I think I actually will mention on this next piece that I'm not sure what it's going to be called, because, you know, there were some alternate titles for the Overnightscape Underground. And, oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this, too. Why haven't I not mentioned this? On the Overnightscape and in my communications with my listeners and everything, I have been talking about the Overnightscape Underground as the secret project, as I mentioned at the very beginning here. And one thing that I said is the name of this secret project is already online. And I just wanted to just so it's here, I'm sure I will mention it on the Overnightscape, but just so that it's on here on the Underground, I wanted to mention this. If you go to stationunlimited.com, when I redid it as a WordPress blog, I subtitled Station Unlimited The Overnightscape Underground. So you see, at that point, I was thinking about this concept, that Station Unlimited was sort of subtitled The Overnightscape Underground, right? Kind of interesting, right? Now it is just The Overnightscape Underground. So I just wanted to mention that, but I've been recording a lot of stuff specifically for the Overnightscape Underground, and one thing I recorded, this was called CD Memories, and this was back on September 23rd of 2007, so a little under 2 months ago, basically, as you'll hear, in the process of cleaning up. My wife and I decided to just rip all our CDs to the hard drive and get rid of them. And so I was there. We had all the CDs out, and I decided I would just record my thoughts on all the CDs, which there's probably over 1,000. I don't have an accurate count. So this next piece is 3 hours and 11 minutes long. Yes. Now you can see, this is the kind of content that I never would have considered it for the Overnightscape, because the nature of it is sort of too focused on one concept, right? It's just me going through CDs for 3 hours and 11 minutes, and every single one. And stuff that I have stories behind, I'll tell the stories of. I don't play any music on this. I'm just sitting in like the living room on the floor going through all these CDs. And interestingly, I know on a previous segment I mentioned Bossa Nova, wondering about it being a Pixies album. In fact, I do mention the Bossa Nova Pixies album. Little kind of a synchronicity, not really, on this upcoming segment. But as it turns out, 2 months later, we have not gotten rid of any of the CDs yet. That project kind of got sidetracked. That's a lot of projects get sidetracked, you know. I don't know. Anyway, in my hands here, I have my magnetic golf balls. I'm sure I'll be talking about this again on the Overnightscape. Whoa! These things are dangerous, okay? They are. They look like golf balls. One of them is white. One is orange. And but they're made of silicone rubber, and inside are super powerful magnets. So if I'm holding them, they stick together really strongly, right? And it's kind of cool. Like, whoa! I think they could. I hope I don't want to get them near the microphone because they could damage the microphone. If you put them within like a foot of the computer monitor, and you turn them, it starts putting a shadow on the computer monitor. These things are dangerous. I shouldn't even be playing with them because the magnetic fields are so strong. They've been making these super powerful magnets lately. But anyway, I'm just playing around with them. It's really cool. Like, you hold them in your hand, and they feel nice, you know, because they're rubber. And then you can sort of just, you know, how they sort of snap together and sort of makes a little kind of noise. It's, I don't know. It's very cool. It's like one of these little nervous energy things, executive stress relievers, whatever you want to say. I got these the other day in New York City. And it's cool. You can hold one, and the other one actually magnetically will just be held on there. And very impressive, very powerful magnets. Too powerful, maybe. Wait, because I was playing around with them at work, and I noticed the monitor thing because I was holding them, and the monitor started getting dark. So I was playing around with it, and then there were like dark spots on the monitor that stayed there. I'm like, whoa! But I turned it off and on, and it fixed it. Like, I think it degausses, automatically or something. So there you go, a little bit of magnetism. It's interesting, you know, the way I'm thinking about this. How, you know, there's. I'm doing Overnightscape Underground and the Overnightscape now sort of at the same time. Like, I'm planning on doing maybe Overnightscape's 666 through 670, 6789, yeah, like maybe tomorrow, you know. So it's interesting how I have to really figure out how the relationship between these two projects is. I don't know, but I feel good. I feel good. I feel like I've spent so much time planning this that it's cool to finally be doing it.
Whoa, okay.
Anyway, now we're going to embark on CD Memories, and I'm going to present all 3 hours and 11 minutes of it, and then I'll be back. I hope you enjoy it. And again, this is the kind of thing where, you know, I think it can be interesting to listen to because it gives you a lot of insight into my music, and because I was huge into CDs, buying music. I've always been enormously into music, and that's why it's kind of cool here on the Overnightscape Underground that I can actually start to play some music. Albeit, stuff with, you know, public domain and Creative Commons, that kind of stuff. But I do like playing music. And, I know some podcasters, I think, in the past and currently would play, quote-unquote, pod-safe music just for the sake of playing it. I am certainly not doing that. I am finding stuff that I really like a lot and presenting it. And that is the thought behind it. Anyway. Time for CD Memories, and I hope you do enjoy it. I do think it's definitely worth listening to. It's it can be long, you know, if you're in the mood to listen to it. If you're not, you could just fast forward to the next thing, you know, and go back to it or however you like to do it. This is the Tangle Therapy. Anyway, here we go. CD Memories coming up. All right. Here we go. Ooh, that's nice. CD Memories, here it is.